Ruth, at the feet of Boaz, in the threshing floor, when she put his cloak over her, she was asking him to marry her. She was asking for union. In our language, she was asking for union with Christ. She was asking for Christ's likeness, for oneness with him. And that's where all righteousness and holiness comes from. It's not about repenting and then going out and trying to do your best apart from union with him. It's about yoking yourself to him and coming under the shadow of his wings and knowing his provision, his favor in your life. It happens at the threshing floor. And because she's come to the threshing floor and she's asked him for redemption, asking him to take her, and when he said, again, when he put the cloak over there, the word cloak there, spread your cloak, in Hebrew is the word wings. You be his instrument of spreading the wings of God over me. And under the wings of God, under the wings, a chick finds shelter, finds safety and security, provision. They're taken care of. And she's asking him, take up my cause. Take up my mess. Redeem my life. Recover my losses. Restore me to life. Be my husband. Be one with me. And then he says, I will. But something has to be taken care of first. The broken law that opens the door for the enemy to come and to kill, steal, and destroy and rob us of our destinies in Christ has to be dealt with. And now he's in the gates. And in this gate, the scripture says in Matthew 16:18, that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. This story is about gates and sandals. What the Lord is saying to us is that when we find ourselves at the threshing floor, if we dare to put off the rags of self-pity and all the stuff, all the excuses we use to stay in that place where we're at, the mess that we're in, we stop using all the excuses, we go to the threshing floor and lie at the feet of Boaz, we find his heart, Mary, receiving, thanking us for coming. What happens is he does it in the gates. He goes into the spiritual gates. He goes in the not just the third heaven, but in the second heaven. And he has this conference in the gates. And he says, the gates of hell will no longer prevail over that person. And you will no longer have privilege to walk over that person's life.
Amen.
It's so important that you understand that. Redemption is about our Boaz taking our cause and taking our cause into the gates and saying, the plans, the destiny of Satan, the destiny of darkness over this person is at an end. That the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Well, his church is corporate, but it's also made up of individuals. The gates of hell will not continue. The plans of hell, the destiny of hell will not continue to prevail over me, over you, Ricky, or over you, Tony, or over you, Donna. The gates of hell can no longer carry out their destiny. That this person will fulfill the destiny of God. The plans of heaven for that person will be fulfilled. And you can no longer walk over that person's life.
Praise the Lord.
You with me?
Amen.
It's like somebody with authority and power is now reinforcing the no trespassing signs that have been knocked down over your life and my life. Remember what he says down here? He says, moreover, I've acquired Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance. So the name of the deceased may not be cut off from his brothers and from the court of his birthplace. You're witnesses this day. He says, not only will the gates of hell stop prevailing over this person's life, not only will he stop walking over this person's life, his name, her name, your name will no longer be cut off. And you will know your inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
That's redemption. That's what personal revival is all about. You know the offspring that they had is named Obed? You know what Obed means? Servant worshiper. No wonder you find in a person or in a people who are experiencing his redemptive grace in their life wanting to worship and wanting to serve him. They don't have to have lofty positions or stuff anymore because they're not trying to find their security in that. They're willing to be a servant. But they're servant worshipers. They can't help but worship. What else can you do?
Amen.
When the enemy's been stomping all over your soul as if on a grave, declaring that your name is going to be cut off, you're never going to experience all that God's had for you, you're never going to be what you could have been, it is too late, it's been too long, you've done too much, you've gone too far. When the Lord, our Boaz, comes and puts that to an end because we're at the threshing floor, repenting at His feet, and He pours His grace out over our life, and He puts that to an end, and He stands by the no trespassing signs with all authority and power and says, you will not walk over this person's life anymore. This person's name will be known, and their inheritance they will experience. You don't think that'll turn you into a worshiper?
Amen.
Redemptive people have to praise. Redemptive people just want to serve because out of love for Him, no longer out of guilt, no longer out of condemnation, no longer because some preacher is manipulating you to sign up for stuff. The church becomes a church of volunteers.
Amen.
Servant worshipers who just want to serve God and worship Him even through their service. You hear me? Listen to what it says, as if these were like angelic witnesses. And he says to all these people, he says, you are witnesses today, and all the people who were in the court, and all the elders, who were more than just the elders, there were a lot of other people too, stood around and shouted, witnesses! As if there's a celebration in heaven to see the grace of God triumph on another life. So just remind you again, not only should you not be reluctant because of where you've been or what you've done or who you've been to go to the feet of Boaz at the threshing floor and start owning and repenting and allowing Him the permission and the freedom to redeem you. But remember, we said you find a merry heart there. You find heaven shouting witnesses, celebrating the grace of God that covers another life. And redeems another life. It's a remarkable thing that goes on.